Every answer to every question is right here before your eyes. And now, you see it. Now you see it. And the star of our show, now you see him, Jack Bauer.
Here comes Johnny O. Thanks very much to our studio audience at home. See it, and to do that, let's bring on the big board, please. Now you see it. Now you don't.
Well,
okay. All the answers are right there. Work as teams to find them and score big for me, okay? We play until we hear this sound. That means it's halftime. At that point, the players have changed jobs for the second half. And now you know how you can pick up bonus points. I'll show you the board. Search the board, pick out a word that you think might come up as an answer, and if it does and your team gets it, we'll add 10 bonus points to your score. You know how that works. So, if I may, let's take a look at the board, all of you. Your attention over there, please. Let's light up the board. Now you see it. Rhinoceros 1, rhinoceros 2, rhinoceros 3. Now you don't. Okay. Write down one word without consult. I'm around all the words. I'll have people write in and suggest something for this. Cover that 3 seconds. Hey, that was fast. Okay, everybody. Now, don't forget what you wrote down. It's very important. Outside players. Nancy, Carol. Turn around, please. Back at the board. There we go. All right, let's light up the board. Here comes your first question. Old-fashioned oil lamps operated by what type of fuel oil? Yes, Joel?
Line 2.
That is right. Carol?
Position 4, kerosene.
That's right. That's how we play. Line 2, position 4. Add those up. They total 6. That's how we score. Here comes another question. The ancient Chinese attributed healing powers to what green-colored stone? Yes, Joel?
Line 4.
You are right. And Carol, position?
Position 4, jade.
Everything has to be exact, and I hate to do this to you, but I cannot accept your answer, and you know why. You gave me the... Oh, that's probably what threw you off. You're all excited about it. It's position 1. I'm sorry I can't accept it. Too bad. All right. Here we go with another question. According to the Bible, on what mount did Moses receive the Ten Commandments? Yes, Richard.
Line 1.
That is right. All right, Nancy, carefully.
Position 5, Sinai.
That's the one. Not Sinai. That's worth 6 points. And the score is 5. 6-6. Here we go with the next question. What's a common name for the arched portion of the human foot? Richard.
Line 3.
Right you are, Nancy.
Position 8,
instep. Yeah, be careful. You almost didn't do it. It's 11 points for your team, however, Nancy. Now you lead 17-6. Here's the next question. Who was the second president of the United States? Joel.
Line 4.
That is right. Carefully, Carol. Position and answer.
Position Adams.
That's the one. John Adams. 9 points for your team. It's now 17-15. Close game. Here comes the next question. According to Shakespeare, of what by any other name would smell as sweet? Yes, Joel?
Line 2.
That is right. Carol?
Position 6, Rose.
You have said it, and that's it. 8 points for your team. You're going to the lead. Okay. It's halftime, and at the halftime point, Joel, Carol, he has scored 23-17. Now, partner, change up for me for the second half of the elimination round. Now, look up following these words. Ready for the including half of our round, as you, the partners, have changed jobs for this half. The score is 23-17, Carol and Joel, the team on your right, are in the lead. Now, before we start the second half, I'm going to give you a chance to pick out a bonus answer. So if I may direct your attention to our board, please, and let's light it up. Now you see it. 1, 2, 3. Now you don't. Again, write down one word. Hope it comes your way, that your team gets it, and that you're right. Because if that all happens, 10 bonus points yours. Hey, we're all set to go. So, new outside players, Richard and Joel. Turn around, please. Thank you very much. Let's light up the board. Here comes your next question. Jazz music is associated with what famous New Orleans street? Yes, Carol.
A line 1.
That is right. Now, Joel, position and answer.
Position 3, Basin.
That's it. Basin Street, you got it. And that's worth 4 points. Okay, you now have a 10-point lead over that 27-17. Here's the score. Here's your next question. What do you call the rubber disc that serves as a ball in ice hockey? Yes, Carol.
Line 2.
That is right, Joel.
Position 1, puck.
That's it. 3 more points added to your score. Takes you up to 30 now. The score is 30-17. A friendly reminder, do not forget the bonus answers and next question coming up. Storybook knights are ever ready to battle dragons whenever what lady is in distress? Carol?
Line 4.
That's it. Okay, Joelle.
Position 6, damsel.
Mm-hmm, when the damsel is in distress. 10 more points for your team. It's 40-17 now. Here comes the next question. Which grand old Opry star named Chet is a legendary country guitarist? Nancy.
Line 3.
That is right. Richard, position and answer.
Position 5, Atkins.
Chet Atkins is the man, and that's worth 8 points. Brings you up to 25. We're still looking for a bonus answer. Here's another question. The Merry Men of Sherwood Forest call their leader by what name? Carol.
Line 1.
Right. Joelle.
Position 10, Robin.
Mm-hmm. Robin Hood. We have 11 more points for that team. They now lead 51-25, and here's the next question. What recent crisis has people using less electricity? Nancy.
Line 2.
Right. Okay, Richard.
Position 9, energy.
That's the one, and that's worth 11 points. We now have 36, they have 51, and it's all over. Go out and down, you're our winners. Final score, 51-36. Son of a gun, we didn't have a bonus answer that time either, unless you forgot it on me. Well, Richard and Nancy, I have to say goodbye to you now, but we certainly enjoyed having you on the show. Thank you so much.
We have a gift for you back there.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Nancy. Congratulations, Carol and Joelle. Hang right in there. You will be playing our semifinals round. That's coming up after these words. Don't go away.
This is the closing play.
Carol Jumper and Joelle Kettering. But now you're going to play against each other. Joelle, move into the chair on Carol's right, if you would, please. And when this round is over, either Joelle or Carol will be taking on our champ in the finals. Let's check with her right now. Hiya, Rosemary Dirksen.
Hi, Dad.
How's it feeling up there today?
Better and better.
Better and better. You're getting more and more at ease, huh?
Right.
All right, watch these two go at it, because when this round is over, one of them will take you on in the finals. Joelle, Carol, you know we play this one letter at a time. First one that scores 4 points is the winner, goes into the finals round. Ready? Good luck to you both. All right. Well, let's show the ladies the first line, please, and here is your first clue. A well-known comic. Letter. 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 And it is Carol. That means Joelle gets a free guess, and I repeat the clue. A well-known comic.
Strip.
That's it. Comic strip. That's how we do it. Okay, Joelle, first point goes to you. Okay, here comes another clue. Can be first, second, or third. Letter. Yes, Joelle. Okay, that means you get a free guess, Carol. Can be first, second, or third.
Period?
No. Okay, can be first, second, or third. Letter. Letter. Yes, Joelle.
Person.
Right you are. Person. First, second, or third person. So, okay, Joelle, you're halfway there. Two more points sends you into the finals. Carol, you need two to stop her. Here comes your next clue. An important office supply. Letter. 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 Can't give you the letter. Gives you the answer. An important office supply. Personnel. About as important as they can be in an office. Okay, score remains the same. Here comes another clue. A secret move. Letter. Letter. Yes, Joelle.
Elope.
Elope is right, and you have 3 points. Okay, Joelle, one more point will send you into the finals, and Carol, you know what you have to do. Here comes the next line and your next clue. Absolutely nothing. Letter. 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 Joelle.
Nautical?
No. Carol, free guess. Absolutely nothing.
Not.
Not is right. Good on the board. 3-1 to score. Okay, now it's 3-1. Here comes another clue. One way to spread the word. Letter. Letter. Joelle.
Teach.
Teach is right. You have 4 points. You go to the finals, Joelle. Okay. Gerald Jumper. You're a good player, but afraid George had to jump on you there. Jumper, however, as you know, we have gifts for you backstage, and thanks for being on the show. Pleasure to meet you. Good luck to you. Joel, you're going into our finals, but before we play that round, we have some very special prizes for you. Let's listen as Johnny Olsen tells us about it. Johnny?
Will do, Jack. First, from Tappan, the trash compactor featuring a powerful ram to reduce trash to approximately 1/4 its normal volume. Push-button operation, key lock for safety, Tappan. And from Lucienne Picard, his and her watches with dependable precision, a quality gift of time from a distinguished watchmaker, Lucienne Picard. Okay, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny. Finals time coming up, and you know what that means, Rosemary. Come down. Say hello to Joelle Kettering, the lady who'll be playing you in our finals round today. All that action takes place after these words.
This was my last call. Positively my last call. I pretend I didn't hear that, but that was my...
Nobody can promise you'll never cough again, but you can take Vicks Formula 44 to help suppress your cough. You can't buy a more powerful cough suppressant than the one in Formula 44. It's medically recommended, yet not narcotic.
Guess that cough knows who's boss. Formula 44?
Suppress the cough you can't suppress. And now a decongestant cough medicine from Vicks. Vicks Formula 44D for coughs that come with stuffed up noses.
My baby's got a nasty
finals round. Now you see it at meeting in this round today. We have the winner of today's action, Joelle Kettering. She's on the left-hand side of your screen. And our current champion on the right is Rosemary Dirksen, the winner thus far of $1,800. Before we start the round, let's check in with the gals, see how they feel. Joelle, how do you? What are your vibes? Good, bad, indifferent, what?
Well, it's great. I didn't think I'd make it this far.
Well, you've watched Rosemary play, so
yeah.
You know she's kind of tough,
good.
Right? And how about you, Rosemary? You got a little confidence going for you today?
I still don't believe I'm here.
Well, you are here. Believe me. You are right here on Now You See It, and we're about to play our finals. And now I want to tell you, girls, you know you don't have a partner this time, so give me the line, let me confirm it, then give me position, answer, and bonus if you have it. Are we ready to go? Okay, in order to play the finals round, let's bring on the big board. Please, here it comes. Now You See It. Now you don't. And also, as you know, we play until we hear our time's up signal, and it's all over. The winner comes over here, plays the solo game, and tries to break the bank for $13,000. Before we start the finals, I'm going to give you a chance to pick out a bonus answer. And you know how that works by now, so may I direct your attention to the board? Let's light it up, please, gentlemen. Now you see it. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. Now you don't. Okay, write down one word. Hope it comes up. If it does, then it's your answer and you're right. Of course, as you know, 10 extra points. Okay, here we go. Joelle, Rosemary, good luck to you both. Light up the finals board, please. Here comes your first question. How many people would you need to make a baseball team? Rosemary.
Line one.
That is right.
Position four, nine.
You're right again. Line one, position four. They add up to five. Our champ scores the first 5 points. Here comes the next question. What was the first name of silent film star Valentino? Yes, Joelle.
Line four.
That is right.
Position three, Rudolph.
The one, the only Rudolph, Valentino. 7 points for you, Joelle. And again, just a reminder, don't forget that you have your bonus answers. So don't forget what you wrote down. Next question. What long fur piece might a lady wear around the shoulders? Joelle?
Line three.
I'm sorry, that is wrong. I'm going to repeat it for you, Rosemary, a free guess. What long fur piece might a lady wear around the shoulders?
Line two.
That's right.
Position three, stole.
Yes, stole. And Joelle knows it now, but it's too late. Okay, another 5 points for our champion. The score is 10-7. Next question. Soldiers stand guard, but what do sailors stand, Joelle?
Line three.
That is right.
Position two, watch.
That's right. And that's 5 points for you, Joelle. Now you go into the lead by 2 points. It's 12-10. Next question. What mild cheese is usually pressed into the shape of a ball? Rosemary.
Line two.
That's right.
Position 11, Edam.
Edam cheese. Right, you are. 13 big points on that answer. Our champ now leads 23-12. And we have another question. In the Bible, what was the name of Jacob's first wife? And it is Rosemary.
Line three.
Right.
Position 11, Leah.
Right, you are. 14 more points. And now Rosemary leads by a score of 37-12. We're still looking for a bonus answer. Here's another question. What fish do you associate with the Miami football team? Joelle.
Line 4.
Right.
Position 5, dolphin.
That's it, and that's worth 9 points. You're up to 21, Joelle, but our champ has 37. Next question. Which member of the Yankees named Mickey? Rosemary.
Line 3.
That's right.
Position 7, Mantle.
That's the one. Mickey Mantle was recently inducted into Baseball's Hall of Fame. Oh, and Joelle had it for her bonus answer, but she didn't get the answer. Sorry about that. Score now, 47-21. Rosemary leads. Next question. What name is given a religious native of northern India? Rosemary.
Line 4.
Right.
Position 9, Hindu.
That's right, and that's worth 13 big points. And you now lead 60-21, and it's all over. Rosemary is still our champ, this time by a score of 60-21. And now we have to say goodbye to Joelle Kettering. However, you did win some very nice prizes on the show. And as I have said to several people in the past, Rosemary's fourth try. She has four girls. Maybe it'll work for you this time. You've won $1,800 so far. We have $13,000 in the bank. If you go all the way today, you'll take home $14,800. But you have to give me 10 correct answers in 60 seconds, as you know. If you don't go all the way, we give you $100 for each answer you get along the way. Now, when you want to pass a clue, stay past. Don't waste any time. All right, young lady? You know where the answers appear? Right here. And you know what to do. Call them out. Circle them like that. All right, there's your magic pen. Here we go for a total of $14,800, Rosemary. Good luck. Let's light up the board. The clock will start after your first clue, and here it is. Archie Bunker's wife.
Edith.
Right. Safety device on a door.
Lock.
Right. Lively Irish dance.
Jig.
Right. Vienna is the capital.
Austria.
Right. Popular Illinois Senator Charles.
Percy? No. Pass.
An evil spell or curse.
Pass.
Football sportscaster Dandy Don.
Pass.
Played the cowardly lion in Oz.
Laura.
Right. Strap that holds a saddle in place.
Pass.
A group of sheep.
Pass.
Popular Illinois Senator Charles.
Pass.
An evil spell or curse.
Pit.
Right. Football sportscaster Dandy Don.
Pass.
Strap that holds a saddle in place. Up. You got six more answers, another $600 added to your winnings, and that means you now have $2,400. Well, I want to tell you, Rosemary, you gave me fits on this one. You gave me absolute fits. Popular Illinois Senator, we're going back, Charles, and you said, is it Percy or Humphrey? And you didn't. It's Percy, yes. And it's there in line 4. You should have circled and called it out. Football sportscaster is in line 3. Dandy Don Meredith. A strap that holds a saddle in place is in line 4. That's a girth. And a group of sheep is in line 1. That's a flock. All right. We add another $1,000 to our bank. The next time, $14,000 will be at stake. Until then, this is Jack Norris saying so long, but now you see it.
James Garner stars with Debbie Reynolds in the hilarious romantic comedy How Sweet It Is. Enjoy this television premiere on the CBS Thursday Night Movies.
This is Johnny Olsen speaking for Now You See It, a Mark Kristen, Bill Todman production.